Well, for me, it's just another gimmick by the Garda headquarters because of the increasing number of road deaths that we've seen in this country. It's just another gimmick. It's like another photo op shoot that we've seen in Dublin before the Dublin riots. I mean, really, at the end of the day, the Gardaí in the front line are doing these checkpoints anyway. Most Gardaí are doing checkpoints or are doing drunk driving and checkpoints and most shifts are ordinary frontline members. So this is nothing new. And I think, you know, these type of gimmicks by the Garda headquarters, you know, we're not fooling anybody. We have a serious problem in relation to drug driving and drunk driving in this country. We have had an increase in the number of fatal collisions. And we've also seen where there is an inadequate number of members assigned to Traffic Corps. We have only over 600 members assigned to Traffic Corps in the whole of the state. We have 5.1 million people living in this country. The number of motorists, I haven't got the definitive figures in it. I'm sure there's 1.5 million motorists using the roads 24/7. Thousands and thousands of kilometres of roads. And yet we find that the reduction in Traffic Corps members, dedicated Traffic Corps members, has gone down over the years. And unfortunately, now we're seeing the results of that reduction. And this idea that we should have, you know, traffic checkpoints on bank holiday weekends, etc., only, this is just about a statistical analysis, really, more than anything else. We need to look seriously at a dedicated traffic corps in each division or around the country, and the numbers increased so that we can do something in relation to this. Looking at figures overall, we have over 25,000 people who haven't relinquished their driving license, who are disqualified from driving. I mean, that's an analysis we should be looking at the present moment in time. It's absolutely ridiculous that people who have been disqualified from driving fail to hand in their license. You know, I mean, that's another really stark statistic that we have in this country. And there's a serious failure at government level and Garda headquarters level doing something about it. I think we have to have a serious overhaul in relation to how we conduct policing in this country. And the idea that we brought in a new policing reforms has gone by the wayside at the present moment in time. And I think we need to really restructure and look at a serious input into a dedicated traffic corps in this country, increase the number of members, whether it be double or treble. They need to be trebled even, at least, and that isn't sufficient even to stem the problems we have in relation to careless driving, dangerous driving, drunk driving and drug driving. But something has to be done.
Presumably, yeah. You know, Drew Harris has said today, yeah, okay, Gary, they'll have to do 30 minutes of road safety policing per shift. But when that is actually implemented, would it really work? We know that Gary, they have a vast range of duties, and when they come in the morning, it won't necessarily work out that way, will it?
Certainly not. I mean, I know from experience and from years ago where we did 10 or 15 minutes checkpoints every hour on the hour on an 8-hour shift, and not always you could complete those, because if you were the car in that area and you got a call, therefore that checkpoint was finished, you might only spend 5 minutes on the checkpoint. And the same with, you're talking about the 30 minutes, is it going to be spread out over a full shift? That 30 minutes is going to be 10-minute checkpoints, or is it going to be a full 30-minute checkpoint? And there's a 30-minute checkpoint. That sounds a bit ridiculous at the end of the day, because guaranteed, with the limited number of cars that are available in divisions and districts, those cars will be on call and they will not be able to complete the 30-minute checkpoint.